Cougar Sports with Ben Crittle, and it's time for a Cougar Insider Report. Now let's get that proprietary inside scoop on Cougar Sports from Crittle.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Crittle, broadcasting live from Big O Tires at American Fork. Come in to Big O Tires at American Fork. Buy three tires, get one free. 748 East State Road in American Fork, Utah. You can call to reserve your tires. Get your size ready. 801-692-3757. 801-692-3757. It's time for a Cougar Insider Report. Going to be brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. WasatchMedicalClinic.com. If you're looking to get some vigor and vim, spontaneity, intimacy back in the bedroom, look no further. Wasatch Medical Clinic has the answer with their pulsed wave technology. Pulsed wave technology increases blood flow where it counts. They're also offering free consultations, education, and ultrasound, so you can get a foundation, foundational information that you need in order to make the best decision for your health. Contact them today for that free consultation, education, and ultrasound. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. WasatchMedicalClinic.com. Let's welcome in Cougar Sports Insider, Utah Preps Insider, the VP of Sales for PrepWarm, PrepWarm.com. We got Moose Bingham on the line right now. Moose, how you living, man? Thanks for joining us.
Ben, I'm living on the edge. I'm not going to lie. If one more person hops in the portal, my heart's going to explode. There's too many guys in there.
Yeah, there's a plethora of guys. Check this out. Transfer portal update.
Can you confirm or deny that Moose Bingham is in the transfer portal? Because
well,
I can't.
Moose, you were actually, you're surprised by it, but you were a transfer portal guy. Moose played at BYU and Utah. So don't let him fool you. He likes the transfer portal. He's a big fan of the transfer portal.
I hear there's a party going on in that portal, and I just want to know where I can get my invitation.
Yeah, Sports Source Analytics says transfer portal update, 6 p.m. Eastern time, a little over an hour ago. 722 players have entered the transfer portal today. That is an all-time daily record, exceeding the previous high of 270 set on November 21st. Of the 722, 63 are quarterbacks, and they have over 200,000 snaps. Crazy. What do you make of all this,
absolutely,
Moose?
It's a new world. I think there's a couple things that come into play with it. COVID really messed everything up, and it makes me sad for these high school kids, because you've got fifth-year seniors that schools are ready to move on from that have their degree in hand now, and they're like, keep going, young man. And so a lot of kids are getting forced into the portal. It's sad for me when you have like a Tate Romney that hops in the portal that's just starting to get his legs under him from his mission, and that's a kid I was really excited about. But with all the things going on in his home city of Tempe, I wouldn't be surprised to see him at Arizona State. And there's a lot of things going on at Colorado that could shake up a ton of stuff going on here in Utah, just their neighboring state with much better talent. So I'm really intrigued by what's going on with everything. And the transfer portal giveth and it taketh away. Hopefully it giveth at the end of the day with all the talent we're losing.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Which one hurts you the most out of those that have entered the transfer portal? Jacob Conover, Campbell Barrington, Terrence Fall, Tate Romney, Dallin Holker. Which one hurts you the most?
They all hurt me equally, Ben.
You've no favorite.
It's just really rough. I'm like, you know what? There's an NFL quarterback. There's an NFL tight end. There's an NFL linebacker. Oh, my gosh. Just the opportunities that are there. And, of course, an NFL offensive guard. I'm just like, oh, crap. There's five guys that could be starters next year that won't be with the team.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough. Tough roads possibly ahead. But there's some positivity on the horizon. Jay Hill could be the primary target as the assistant head coach and defensive coordinator. What would it take, do you think, to get Jay Hill to come from Ogden and leave Weber State, the safe confines of Weber State, where he's got a long leash, he's the guy, he's not going anywhere. He's one of the elite FCS coaches out there. What would it take for him to come to Provo and be the assistant head coach and defensive coordinator under Kalani Sitake, do you think?
A lot of filthy lucre, Ben.
You've
got to get that money going towards Jay Hill. The exact number, I don't know what his exact number is. But Jay Hill was a Ute through and through. He was the one who recruited me to go to Utah. Jay Hill, without Jay Hill, I wouldn't have gone on an LDS mission. I personally firsthand know what kind of character he has. He was my position coach at Utah. I can't say enough good things about Jay Hill. I don't know if he'd be able to mirror that statement back to me, but that shows what kind of man he is, and I love it. He's a great person, great recruiter, great coach, and he surrounds himself with the right talent. What you've noticed from Weber State in the past 6 or 7 years is the coaches that are there don't stay there. They go and take bigger jobs. They go and get bigger opportunities, whether that's at Utah, UCLA, Arizona, BYU. There's opportunities from the men on his staff, and he's the key to that. He just reloads his staff each and every year and has better and better coaches. That's what's crazy about Jay Hill. I think he is a phenomenal hire, and honestly, whatever boosters are listening, whatever people with money are listening, go take your Scrooge McDuck money and throw it at Jay Hill as quick as possible, because he should be your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth option for the defensive coordinator.
I love that pitch, Moose. I really do. And I actually agree with you on just about every point right there. But maybe going a slightly different direction, I feel like Jay Hill would be a great fit with the BYU football team. What he's done at Weber State, obviously, is second to almost none, if not none at all. But you did bring it up right there. Mm-hmm. He is also, he's a Utah man. You know, he's a Utah graduate. Mm-hmm. He coached at the U with Kyle Whittingham before he moved to Weber State. Now, he's from Lehigh. He's a Utah County guy, so and he's an active member of the LDS faith. So, obviously, I'm not saying he would never go to BYU for that reason. But you and I both know that BYU is a very unique institution in terms of hiring. It's a, we'll say, special place for just work environment and kind of just the type of environment that you have for hires. What makes Jay Hill fit into a very unique system and a very unique kind of working environment at BYU, do you think?
So I think Jay Hill is the man for a couple reasons. Number one, he is one of the most relentless recruiters ever. If he comes in, he's going to be able to go in and get kids like Smith Snowden, like Hunter Clegg, that he's developed relationships with before at Weber State, and they don't have that sour taste in their mouth from whatever happened at whatever point to where they went somewhere else. I think that's what Jay Hill brings to start it off with. I think Jay Hill, him having a daughter at the BYU Broadcasting Institution, that changes things up a lot.
Sure.
Because his daughter is phenomenal, and she does a great job for the broadcasting team. But with him, he wants to be close to his daughter. He wants to be close to his family, and this isn't a big move. And like I said, right now, Utah has Kyle Whittingham. They're happy as clams, and Jay Hill being the associate head coach and defensive coordinator at BYU makes him an even more attractive candidate when that job does come open, heaven forbid. And
sure,
he says, I have this experience with the transfer portal. I have this experience here. I know how to run a football team. I think it makes him a more attractive candidate for a lot of different jobs and not just for Utah. Maybe Utah State comes open and they're like, hey, we want to grab someone that can bring 10 or 12 kids with them to our school, because we're seeing that coaches, they demand a lot of respect and they really hold the keys to a lot of prospects. With Deion Sanders going to Colorado, he's already named the starting quarterback who's not even in the transfer portal yet. And Jay Hill may be able to do the same thing, but I want to win now. I want to set the foundation for now, and I want to have Jay Hill on staff more than anything because of what he represents and because of who he is.
That is one heck of an elevator pitch right there, good sir. That is quite the elevator pitch. I don't know if there are any BYU admins that listen to this fine ESPN 960. I'm
never.
Sure there are a couple.
Never.
Yeah, probably not. But maybe there are a couple, and I think they should listen to the wise, sultry tones of Moose Bingham.
Well, hey, we'll get a video, memo, voice, or whatever.
Yes.
We'll get a clip of this, and we'll start tagging Tom Holmoe relentlessly. I'll go over with a little MP3 player, my iPod shuffle, put their earbuds in, and be just fine.
Hold the boombox outside of Tom's house.
I have no problem with that.
That's an '80s movie reference that you might be too young for, but.
No, I know The Breakfast Club. Is it The Breakfast Club? I don't know.
Moose Bingham on the line, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960, discussing the possible impact that Jay Hill would have on this Cougar football program, and if he became the assistant head coach and defense coordinator. What other moves? Let's say Jay Hill theoretically takes the job at BYU. What does the defensive staff look like, in your opinion? Who's coaching up corners? Who's coaching up safeties, linebackers, defensive line, interior, exterior line, you know, edge rushers? What do you think?
If I could make a dream staff, I would have Jay at safeties. That's a position that I think he does the best at. Even though he can coach tight ends, he can coach D-line, he can do anything. I would have keep Jannard at corners. I think he is a great fit for BYU, and he opens up the L.A. area for us. Mm-hmm. And I think he brings in kids that BYU hasn't been able to get before. As much as I love you, Ben, I don't love seeing Caucasian cornerbacks.
That's racist.
No, it's not. It's factual.
Prejudice.
Anywho.
It's prejudice.
I'll give you that one.
It's hurtful words. One. Hurtful. Very hurtful words. I've heard it since I was in sixth grade. I was the only white corner since that time. It's okay. Anyway, thanks. I appreciate that.
I would love to see Kelly Papinga with outside backers. We can keep Kloon in at inside backers. I think he's a very smart individual. Yeah. I would love to see Sean Nua at D-line. I would throw a bag at him or two bags or three bags or, heck, a whole plane of suitcases if it got him over here to get the proper D-line out of the portal. And I would love to see Jan Jorgensen at edges, depending on if they run a 3-4 or a 4-3, however they do it, whichever way they're going to have two coaches in there. So there's a lot of opportunities there that I'm so excited for, and there's a lot of other names that can pop up that I think are absolute dudes, but I don't think BYU is going to be skimping on coaches' salaries anymore.
You know, Moose, one thing that we maybe haven't necessarily talked about, though, with all those changes, Jay Hill included, but also those other names that you mentioned, those are all great names. Like, I think that would be an incredible defensive staff at BYU. But we also know that the head guy in charge is a defensive guy. Kalani Sitake is a defensive guy by trade, former defensive coordinator, probably, at least to some extent, kind of wants to run his own defense, for better, for worse, whatever it may be. Probably wants to run his own defense, at least to some extent, at his alma mater. Do those guys fit into a Kalani Sitake style of defense as well?
What I know about Kalani is Kalani loves Lavelle Edwards. He loves what Lavelle did at BYU, and he tries to emulate Lavelle in a lot of different ways. What made Lavelle unique and special is Lavelle allowed his coordinators to be them. He allowed his assistant coaches to be themselves as well. Kalani wants to hand the reins over so he can do what Kalani needs to do. Kalani doesn't need to be in charge of the defense. If he has people there that he can trust, he's happier saying, au revoir, farewell, take care of my D, take care of my boys, and I'm here for them as well. But Kalani putting Jay Hill in there is someone that he can trust, that I can trust, that you can trust, and Cougar Nation can trust.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Moose, appreciate your time today. Any other thoughts, any other commentary as we wrap up this interview, anything that you want to opine on, the news and notes coming out of Cougar Country today?
Oh, just pray no one else hops in the portal. I know there'll be another bunch of kids. Makes me sad. It's always rough. And you guys did allude that I hopped in the portal. Jay Hill was actually my position coach when I hopped in the portal.
Yes, he
was not happy. But that's how it is. You grow to love these kids. You see a future for them, and you hope that they do their best. I'm excited for all these guys who hop in the portal. I'm even more excited for the guys that don't hop in the portal. But at the end of the day, let's love everyone and do what we can to make sure that they have opportunities at the end of the day, because there's nothing more sad than kids going in the portal without opportunities and getting bad advice from people.
Moose Bingham, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you joining us, Moose. Shout out to everything that you do. VP of Sales for PrepOM, PrepOM.com. Also a new platform to tell us a little bit about it real quick, how recruits can navigate the rough and tumble waters of the recruiting sea.
Ben, this is my passion project. We got football recruiting pro out. I've been making TikToks about it. I look like a freaking idiot, but that's okay. I do it for the kids. It's a program that teaches kids and parents the recruiting process. I talk about everything from the transfer portal to NIL to how to get recruited and how to get that first scholarship offer. It usually happens about 18 years before your son graduates and choosing the right life partner, and hopefully she's 6'9" and very fine. So if you do that, things are going to look up for you, but go to Football Recruiting Pro, footballrecruitingpro.com. Get yourself a copy. It's $10 a month, or you can get a year-long fee. It's $100. And get in this community, because I want to make sure that no one is confused about the recruiting process. That's changed drastically from when I went through the recruiting process and back in the Stone Age when you went through as well, Ben.
There you go. My man, Moose Bingham. Appreciate you hopping on today, brother.
I freaking love you, Ben. You guys have the greatest day ever. And be careful on the roads, everybody.
Everyone be careful.
That's
everyone
right.
Be careful.
Right.
Yes, indeed. We're live from Big O Tires at American Fork. Stop in, say hello. Buy three tires, get one free. It's the winter wonderland season. It's time to get some great snow tires on your vehicle. Stay safe out there. Buy three, get one free. Fantastic deal only here at Big O Tires in American Fork. That was a Cougar Insider Report brought to you by our good friends at Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. If you've been told you need that, you've lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. Bring back that loving feeling with Wasatch Medical Clinic, Pulse Wave Technology in the Nether Regions. 801-901-8000, 801-901-8000, Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. We'll go to break. Coming up next, Maximus Decimus Meridius Thule. What's the status of Max? Is he entering the transfer portal? Is he taking his talents to the league? We'll find out how he's doing and what's his status coming up next. This is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.